On this Trinity Sunday, there are lots of different ways that perhaps we could seek to talk about the Trinity and what is ultimately a mystery. We know there are three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the only thing that we can really say about each one is that the Son is not the Father or the Spirit, and the Spirit is not the Father or the Son, and the Father is not the Son or the Spirit, yet they are all God. Now that sounds a little too complicated, so we're just going to leave that for some theological discussion later around your dinner tables tonight. You can discuss the indwelling mystery of the Holy Trinity. Today, something that looks a little more simple to me that gets at least one aspect of the notion of the Trinity is that notice how both our first reading and the psalm today seek to talk about the Trinity in terms of the original creation of the world. And we might not necessarily think about that because, after all, in the book of Genesis, it starts out with, you know, God creates the world. But notice how he does it. It says that there's a vastness of without form, and there's void, and then there's darkness, and there is the Spirit moving on the surface of the water. There's a Spirit, a breath, literally, or a wind, ruah in the Hebrew. All means Spirit, breath, wind. And then God speaks his word. Well, notice right there, we have God the Father initiating. He speaks a word that is so powerful that the word actually causes things to be. Let there be light, and there is. Second person of the Holy Trinity. And notice the presence of the creative energy, the wind as it's described, the breath moving on the surface of the water. Right there, the church is asking us to call to mind the presence of the Holy Trinity right from the first moment of creation. We know that our doctrine of the Trinity took up until the fourth or even fifth century to fully hammer out what language we can use. But it would be a mistake for us to think that, well, that the idea of the Trinity was created by the church, you know, several hundred years into her existence. Not the case. We developed our language to speak about it. But today in our readings, the church is saying, no, that the Trinity is the essence of God. It's been present from before creation, and it's present at the moment of creation. So there, I think if we want to understand a little bit more about the Trinity, creation is a great place to look. In our first reading, we read from the book of Proverbs, one that we almost never get in our first reading from the Old Testament. And it speaks of this creative power that's present at the beginning. And it's given the personification of wisdom in this case. In the beginning of his ways, I from of old was poured forth. Notice that language, like a spirit being poured forth. At the first, before the earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. No fountains, no springs of water before the mountains or hills. What is this that exists before everything? It's that creative power, here called wisdom, in other places referred to directly as the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the power that is creative. I love this little bit, how it says that I was beside him as his craftsman. I noticed that this is a co-creating with God. The Spirit is integral in the creation of the world. He says that I, the Spirit, was playing before him, all the while playing on the surface of the earth. I love that image of the Spirit playing. I think the image of children just delighting in their play without purpose. Why are they running around all over the place and climbing things? Like, they couldn't explain why. It's just fun. They're just enjoying themselves out in creation. That's the language that the Holy Scripture uses to describe God's act of creation. He uses the Spirit, and the Spirit is playful and dynamic and powerful all at the same time. think that that's a great image of the Spirit for us. I don't know what you think of when you think of the Spirit. Today is the octave day of Pentecost, so 8 days after Pentecost. So this Feast of the Holy Trinity on this time is especially concerned still with the Spirit. I think sometimes we maybe even try to stifle this playful creativeness of the Spirit. Why? Because I think we get complacent a little bit or satisfied with our life the way it is. We've made our peace with, this is how my life goes. And so maybe we don't even like change. You know, sometimes you hear the word change and you're like, ah, I don't know, I don't want that. Well, we've got to let in that kind of dynamic, playful creativeness of the Spirit. No matter how old or young we are, God still is creating in you. His Spirit still moves in His church, certainly in the world and creation, and in each one of us through the gift of our baptism and strengthening and confirmation. How receptive are you to the playfulness of the Spirit? He says, okay, that's how your life has gone. Not today. Here's something new. Here's a grace you didn't expect, or here's maybe a trial you didn't expect that yet brings growth. How open are we to the new things, the new creation that God wants to work in us every day? Our psalm today also reflects on the beauty of creation. Oh Lord, our God, how wonderful is your name in all the earth. When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you set in place, notice that the psalmist is looking at all of creation and is seeing God and then sees man as the pinnacle of creation. It says, God made stars and he made this whole earth. And who am I that God would even be mindful of me? And yet we know that not only is God mindful of us, but if we look and appreciate all the beauty of everything he made, we are in fact the pinnacle of that. That's the ultimate playfulness of God's Spirit, that he looked at all this world and he saw a sun and a moon and he saw oceans and mountains. And how cool is it that he looked at you and said, the world needs one of you too. That's amazing. And no two of us are exactly alike. What a creative genius and power in our God. Even the animals and everything. I think sometimes we don't stop and marvel enough at the wonder of this creation. I'm a big scientific person. I love science. I want to pick things up and experiment and play with it and find out how it works. But I also know from my scientific studies that For man to have just randomly happened or evolved, it's statistically impossible. Our bodies are made up of 46 chromosomes, and each of those made up of millions and billions of little proteins, and those are made up of billions of little amino acids. And statistically, just one amino acid evolving naturally over an infinite amount of time, it's impossible. And yet, look at the beauty of everything. I think we have to maybe learn to appreciate the world and ourselves like we would appreciate a beautiful art museum. Sure, we go through and it's beautiful to admire it, but at some point our minds go to, who created this painting? That's a Da Vinci, or that's Michelangelo who did that. How much more so should we look at the world and say, oh, wow, what an artist. What an incredible creator. When we do that, we give glory to all three persons of the Trinity. The Father who initiates, the Word through whom he creates everything, and that playful Spirit power that brings it all about. God's creation, his work goes on. So on this Trinity Sunday, if we want to understand a little bit better the Trinity, I think the scriptures today are telling us, well, look around. Look at this beautiful work of art that we get to live in. And then especially, look at man. Look at human beings, men and women. Because the final playfulness of the Spirit is what we call love. And there is something that is unique in all creation. as wonderful as the animals are, and you know, being out in the country, I can even find a little bit of beauty in a cow. It's true. I've practiced. Cows have their own certain nobility and beauty, but there's nothing like it. Not sheep, oxen, not the beasts of the field, not the birds of the air, or the fish of the sea, or whatever swims in the path of the seas. Those give God glory, but only human beings participate so intimately in the life of the Spirit that we join in this playfulness, this creativeness, through what we call love. Only men and women are able to stare at creation and be mindful of who did this and why, and to rejoice in it. You never see a cow really out looking at a sunset in the evening rejoicing. They just kind of keep chewing over and over, and their lives are pretty much the same. They don't rejoice in creation, but we're called to. And today, the secret of the Holy Trinity is the more we rejoice in creation, the more we love, the more we participate in the life of the Trinity. So, no wonder Augustine is able to say, love and do what you will. Love God and then do whatever. Because if we are in the love of God, then we are in the beautiful, playful creativeness of the Spirit. And in fact, we then live out our role as the pinnacle of creation. How do you need to let this gift of the Trinity in more to your life? Maybe just be open to what you see around you, the beauty of creation, but also the work of the Spirit each day. Where is God wanting to get in your life and play around a little bit, be creative? God's not done with you. He's still creating. And based on what he's done so far, can't wait to see what God continues to do with his playful, creative spirit in our lives.